Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey, everyone. If you'd like to donate and help us out, we are on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B, and you can donate as little as $1 a month, and it all goes to helping us create podcasts such as Paralyzed. We want to give a special thanks to everyone who has been donating on Patreon. You guys help us out greatly, and it keeps us going so we can release more episodes. So thanks again, and if you don't donate and would like to, once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 14, Separated, Part 2.
Shane.
What the hell?
You okay?
I have no idea. What happened? Where?
We're in the elevator still.
We fell.
Yeah.
Where's the other guy?
The name's Dale. I'm right here.
It was still dark, but some faint light shone through the crack in the doors. I had a raging headache. What's that noise?
I could be wrong, but I think we're in the engine room.
I heard movement and saw someone stand in front of the doors.
Let's see if we can get these bad boys open.
I can't move.
You can't? One second.
I heard more movement.
We're lucky to be alive.
How did we manage that?
I think the motor brakes kicked in. Clamp closes, shunk, and slows the elevator car.
Didn't slow enough.
Sure it did. We made it.
Yeah, but I can't move.
I don't feel anything on you. No debris.
There's got to be. Something has me pinned.
I felt a tightness in my neck. I couldn't move my arms. Something had to be laying on top of me.
We need light.
Help me with the door.
Okay. My leg hurts, though.
Just try to grab that side.
More movement as they situated themselves against the wrecked doors. They pried them apart slowly. Light came in, causing me to squint.
Block it with something.
You got it?
Yeah. Hurry.
Cora limped out and grabbed a piece of metal. It looked like part of the elevator's roof.
Will this work?
Try it.
As they worked on the doors, I felt an immense pressure. What was this? I tried moving my head to see what was keeping me from moving, but I couldn't.
There. You got it.
Good. Let's help him up.
My head was throbbing. My neck was sore.
What is it? What's on top of me?
There's nothing on you.
You can't move?
No. Something has me pinned.
There's nothing there.
What are you talking about?
Help me move this.
I saw out of the corner of my eye as they moved away some debris.
What is it?
Listen, man, there's a lot of junk, but nothing is on top of you. You can't stand?
I can't move at all.
I was trying not to panic, but it was frustrating that they couldn't remove whatever had me pinned.
Oh, shit. Hey, do me a favor, Shane.
A favor? No, just help me up.
Wiggle your fingers.
I can't. I'm trying. Maybe
Is it working?
What about your toes?
Well, what I can't. I can't. There has to be something. I can't move them.
Oh, God.
Can you feel this?
Feel what?
You can't feel this at all?
Feel what?
That's not a good sign.
What's going on?
Lift your head up.
I can't. I told you I'm pinned!
Both Cora and Dale stood over me.
Shane, buddy, there's nothing on you. Nothing at all.
What do you mean?
Let's not sugarcoat this. I think you broke your back, or neck.
What? No, that can't be. That can't.
Cora and Dale shared a look of concern.
Help me up.
I don't think we should move you.
No, please. Help me up.
We need to figure something out.
Cora crouched back down and leaned over my face. She looked over my head and neck.
What about this?
Ah!
Sorry.
What the hell?
That was his neck.
If you broke your neck...
I didn't break my neck.
You can't move your arms or legs.
Maybe they're numb. Maybe I hit something. Maybe... Are you sure? Are you sure there's nothing there? There has to be. Please. Please, figure it out. There has to be something on me. I can't move. I can't move. I can't move!
Careful. Careful.
There. Just lay him there.
Okay.
There. You good?
No, I'm not.
This is not going to be easy.
We can't carry you like this.
That looks like the engine room down there.
So?
So maybe we can find something to help us. Help carry him.
I couldn't believe what was happening. Months ago, I was paralyzed in bed seeing weird figures in my room. And now? Now the nightmares were real. And so was my paralysis. I didn't want to believe it to be true, but how could this be happening?
Well, let's look fast.
What do we do with him?
Shane, we're going to go to the engine room and see what we can find.
Don't leave me.
We're not.
You can't let me stay here. What if those things show up?
Should we chance moving him?
Please, chance it.
No, not like this. We got you out of the elevator. Just rest here.
We'll be back. If we move you too much, we could cause more damage.
Is that even possible?
Yeah, it is.
While I couldn't feel anything in my arms or legs, I did have a throbbing headache and a severe pain in my neck. It was unbearable. If they left me, all I would do is think about the pain.
We promise we'll be right back.
Don't be long. Please.
We won't.
Come on, let's hurry.
Time passed slowly. I tried closing my eyes and fighting the pain. What if they left me? What if they left me to die in here at the bottom of the ship? I shook the thought away. No. No, they won't. You'll get out of this, Shane. Why couldn't this all be a dream? Shit. Well, maybe it was. Wake up, Shane. Wake up. Dale? Cora?
No, Shane. It's not them.
Dad?
Can you see me, Shane?
No. I was staring up at the ceiling. When I tried to move my head, it hurt. The pain was too much.
You can't see me?
I can't move.
I know, Shane. I know you can't.
Dad, what's going on?
I told you to get off the ship. But it's too late now.
Am I going to die? Dad?
I am not your father, Shane.
I saw his shadow glide over the wall as he got closer. I felt his presence.
And yes, Shane, you're going to die.
Jesus. Seriously, where is everyone?
I don't understand it.
How can no one be in the engine room with the ship still moving?
Don't ask me.
We are still moving, right?
Feels like it.
I'm not seeing anything in here.
Me either. You all right?
I'm fine.
How's your leg?
It's fine.
You sure? I saw the door closed on you before we fell. Your leg bent in a way that looked painful.
It was.
Maybe you should have stayed back with Shane?
No, I can help. How did you not get hurt?
Are you kidding? Look at my arm.
Mild cuts and bruises. Hardly anything to worry about.
I was lucky.
Compared to Shane, so was I.
Yeah. Poor kid. Let's hurry up.
I'm not seeing anything of use.
This way.
I don't even know what we're looking for.
Anything that can move him.
So, a cart?
That might work. We have to get him upstairs.
That's not going to be easy with a cart.
You want to make a stretcher?
If we had the tools. Hey, look. Water is dripping everywhere.
It's like the ship is falling apart.
Smell it.
No, thanks.
It's not from sewage pipes. It's salt water.
That's weird, right?
Are we sinking?
I don't know. We did hit something earlier.
We need to hurry and get off this thing.
I agree.
Look, I'm not seeing anything. And more than a stretcher. I want to find a weapon. It's loud in here. I keep feeling we're going to turn a corner and one of those fucking guys is going to be there. Deer head and all.
Yeah, what was that? Who does that?
It's cultish.
Where did they come from?
Some deranged passengers, maybe?
And they forced everyone else away?
Who knows?
Maybe it's some practical joke?
You think there are hidden cameras?
There has to be an explanation.
It would have to be one elaborate joke.
Hey, that looks like a way out.
Where?
Over here. The door's not opening.
What do you see?
It looks like a stairwell.
Shit. Let me try. Damn it.
Why would it lock from the inside?
Maybe there's something blocking it. Although, I can't see anything. The window's too small.
Maybe we need a key to access areas like that?
A key?
A key card.
Well, I don't know why we would need one to leave. It should only lock on the outside. But it's not opening.
There has to be another way out.
Hey, what if we can't move him?
You don't think we can?
I'm saying, how long are we going to look for a cart?
Until we find one?
And then?
And then what?
That's my point. What if those guys show up?
I don't know.
We don't have any weapons, and we're going to be carrying a paraplegic around.
Quadriplegic.
What?
He can't move anything. That's a quadriplegic.
Thank you, doctor.
We have to keep searching.
A cart isn't going to be easy to get upstairs.
Nothing is if we can't find a way out.
Look at this room. It's huge.
What are you saying?
I have a girlfriend I have to find. You don't have anyone?
I'm here with my cousin, so of course I do.
This place is empty. She may have gotten off the ship with everyone else.
If everyone else got off.
You think they're hiding?
I have no idea, but I'll still look for her.
That's understandable.
Hey, there's another door over there.
Let's try. Damn it.
This is ridiculous. Why would the doors lock?
There has to be a way out. There has to be.
Hey, it's been a while. We told him we wouldn't be long. Maybe we should head back?
Or maybe we don't?
You want to leave him?
Hey, I feel bad for the guy, but I have a girlfriend to get to, and I don't know if we're going to be able to carry him the whole way. Those guys show up, we can't fight them.
I can't do that.
Look at this engine room. It's huge. I need to find Sky. Then we can get help.
But he's injured.
You don't even know him.
I don't know any of you. But if that was me back there, I wouldn't want to be left to die. Especially if this thing is sinking.
Exactly. It could be sinking. We have to get off this ship.
So we just leave him?
We can keep looking for supplies. We can look for weapons. We can look for a cart or a stretcher. But if one of these doors opens, giving us a chance to escape, I'm going to take it. And I won't think twice about it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Sam Ashley. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane, Ariel Zadok as Erica, Alexander Doughty as Roger, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.